Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine, and we are live here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, getting set for Game 3 of this six-game set between the Daytona Tortugas and your Dunedin Blue Jays. These two teams split a doubleheader last night to open up this series, Daytona taking Game 1 2-1, and your Blue Jays taking Game 2 6-4 in 8 innings. Davis Feldman was great again, starting Game 1, going 5 very solid innings, just 2 runs allowed and only 1 earned, but the offense couldn't help him at all. The only contribution was a Nick Goodwin solo shot, his third of the year, and the solid pitching by Daytona kept Dunedin from tying the game up at any point, holding on for the 2-1 win. In Game 2, it was back and forth all night. Dunedin jumped out to an early lead, but every time the Blue Jays would extend or take the lead again, the Tortugas would find a way to tie it right back up. That was until the extra frame when Dunedin got some clutch hits by Jackson Hornung and Jaden Rudd at the bottom of the order, and Connor O'Halloran slammed the door shut to record his third win in 4 professional appearances. With the team splitting the two bill, your Blue Jays move to 27-29 in the second half, and Daytona moves to 23-31. Elsewhere around the Florida State League, there were 3 doubleheaders scheduled and 2 single games around the league last night, and one of the other doubleheaders did not get played. Palm Beach and Bradenton, both games got postponed. Well, one got postponed, one got canceled, so they're only going to play 4 games there in Bradenton. The other doubleheader was Lakeland and Jupiter at the ballpark of the Palm Beaches. Lakeland took both games, Game 1, 6-1, and Game 2, 2-1, an extra inning win for them there as well. And that has effectively eliminated the Blue Jays from playoff contention. They are the first team eliminated in this second half. So our season will 100% end on September 10th at TD Ballpark. The other two games, both single games in their respective series, a 7-4 win for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles over the Clearwater Threshers, and a 15-3 shellacking by the Tampa Tarpons over the St. Lucie Mets. How all that affects the standings, we'll start in the East as always. Jupiter still holds the lead in this division. The Hammerheads 28-29, and a half game up on the 25-27 Palm Beach Cardinals, who have already clinched that spot. In third place are these Daytona Tortugas, 23-31 in this second half, 3.5 games out, and 8 games away from elimination. 8 wins plus losses for the Hammerheads and Tortugas is how that would work out. And then in last, they are eliminated as well now. The St. Lucie Mets are 16-39 in this second half, now 11 games back. They can't come back. And in our division, the Lakeland Flying Tigers still lead the way, now 4.5 games up on the Bradenton Marauders, 7 games away from clinching a postseason ticket. The Marauders now 32-22, like I said, 4.5 games back. The Threshers, Clearwater, sitting in third at 31-24, 6 games back of first, but again, they've already clinched their ticket to the postseason. Fort Myers now back over 500. They're 28-27 in the second half, 9 games back, but only 2 games away from elimination. And the Tampa Tarpons are in fifth. They are still mathematically able to make the playoffs, but they're a single game away from elimination now at 27-28, a game under 500, and 10 games back of Lakeland. And then finally, your Blue Jays, 27-29, 10.5 games back with just 10 games for us to play. And now we'll move on to tonight. Mason Paleo makes his 19th start and 24th appearance of the year for Daytona. On the season, he's 2-7 with a 5.12 ERA through 89 2/3 innings of work. Paleo has had a rough go about it as of late, posting ERAs north of 6 in his last 2 calendar months, and he's been on the losing end of 5 straight decisions. The 23-year-old former 12th-round pick of the Reds out of Boston College is looking to get back to his May form, where he put up a 2.63 ERA across 24 innings of work. And for your Blue Jays, Lazaro Estrada makes his return from the temporary inactive list after missing his start last week against St. Lucie with an illness. The 24-year-old righty from Ciudad Habana, Cuba, is making his 8th start and 27th appearance of the year for Dunedin. Lazaro has really cemented himself in the rotation for the Blue Jays over the last couple months, and he's coming off his best month of the year. In August, Estrada posted an ERA of 1.72 across 15 2/3 innings of work, with a batting average against of 1.79 and a whip of 1.02. In what will likely be his penultimate appearance of the year, Estrada is looking to finish off the year strong, starting here tonight. He's the only move tonight, so we'll get into the lineups. First for the Tortugas, managed by Julio Murillo. Batting first, the shortstop Victor Acosta. Batting second, DH Jackson Miller. Batting third, the center fielder Ethan O'Donnell. Batting fourth at third base, Cam Collier. Batting fifth, left fielder Alan Cerda. Batting sixth, second baseman Dominic Battelli. Batting seventh, the first baseman Yasiel Pino. Batting eighth, right fielder Ariel Almonte. And rounding out the order for the Tortugas, batting ninth, the catcher Connor Burns. And for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this tonight. Batting first in center field, Braden Berry. Batting second, the DH, minor league rehabber Stevie Berman. Batting third in right field, Jace Borofin. Batting fourth in left field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth, third baseman Nick Goodwin. Batting sixth at shortstop, Manuel Beltre. Batting seventh, second baseman Bryce Arnold. Batting eighth, the catcher Edouard Duran. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth, the first baseman making his single-A debut, Kendry Chirinos. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 8 or so minutes, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. Not pregame show, my bad. The actual radio network here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, live from Daytona, Florida. We are getting set for game three of this six-game set between the Daytona Tortugas and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Mason Paleo on the bump, making his 19th start of the year, 24th appearance for Daytona. A 5-1-2 ERA with a 2-7 win-loss record through 89 and two-thirds. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. We are underway. A high fastball taken by Braden Berry to start him off 1-0. These two teams split a doubleheader last night for games 1 and 2 of the series. Daytona taking game 1, 2-1. It went the normal 7 innings. And game 2 went to your Blue Jays 6-4. That one went 8 innings. That pitch was fouled off. Back into the right, out of play. 1-1. Now the count to Braden Berry. I was going to start off this ball game with back to your regularly scheduled programming, but a 45-minute rain delay got us started late again. So rain and weather continue to be a factor here in the Florida State League. And it's not just us. It's all the way around in this league. The 2-1 pitch, that one taken down low. Now a 3-1 count to Berry. This has been a wild week to be in the Florida State League. Everybody's getting delayed. Everybody's postponed. There's a doubleheader between. As that one's lifted towards left, that's going to be a foul ball by about a foot. It's going to roll into the corner. Will it be picked up by Alan Cerda, and the count moves to 3-2 against Braden Berry. As I was saying, game between Palm Beach and Bradenton last night. It's supposed to be a doubleheader. Both games got rained out. One of them postponed. One of them canceled. So they're only going to play four games in that series. Your Blue Jays, now this is the first game where they are out of playoff contention. Lakeland taking their 2-0 last night. Both games to effectively eliminate the Blue Jays from playoff contention. Now 10.5 games back with only 10 to play. That one low for ball 4. Braden Berry draws a walk, starts the game off on first base, and let's take a look at the defense for the Tortugas in the outfield left to right. Alan Cerda, Ethan O'Donnell, and Ariel Almonte. Along that infield, third to first, Cam Collier at third, Victor Acosta at short, Dominic Patelli over at second base, and Yasiel Pino at first with Connor Burns behind the dish. Now they're asking for a reset of the pitch clock. I believe it was set at 14, but with a runner on, Tyler Green took his mask off, looked up, and said, "Can I get 18 on there, please?" And now we're ready to go. Stevie Berman, the minor league rehabber here from AAA Buffalo, DHing tonight, batting second, takes that first pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Again, there is no ABS, no challenges here in Daytona, so all of the calls will be final with Tyler Green behind the dish. The righty comes set. The 0-1 time was called, granted to Stevie Berman. Paleo still let one go. It was up and inside. Wouldn't have been a strike, but undoubtedly thrown for a loop with that late time granted to Stevie Berman. A little bit of an umpire change. Randy Olhausen is now on the bases after Isabella Robb could not participate today after being hit with a 113-mile-an-hour line drive. Completely understandable. But she will take at least tonight off. That one was in the outside part of the zone. Called a strike against Berman. Now an 0-2 count. Righty-righty matchup. Paleo comes set after a leadoff walk. The 0-2 pitch. Ground ball left side. This could be two. Picked up by Collier over to second for one. First is in time. A 5-4-3 double play. Wipes off the leadoff walk. And that's two down now for Jace Borofin. That'll bring up Jace Borofin now for the first time tonight. Sixth-round pick by the Blue Jays out of the University of Arkansas, former Razorback. Hit his sixth single-A home run, seventh professional home run last night, claiming a now team lead in just 13 games played. He's been an absolute showstopper for the Blue Jays since being called up from the Complex League after he was sent there after the draft. That one he takes upstairs. 1-1 the count. Correction, 14 games played, not 13. Misremembered last night. It did say 13, but that was because they don't update in live time. Caught and a miss there by Borfin. Now the count's 1-2. After tonight, just 9 games left in this Florida State League season for Dunedin. This is game 123. And the 1-2, that one way up high. Evens up the count now, a 2-2 count to Borfin. On the year, batting .333. Like I said, those 6 home runs, 15 RBIs in just 14 games played. Another 4 doubles, so 10 of his 17 hits have gone for extra bases. Last night's home run went 457 projected feet, as that one is called a strike on the low inside corner. Borfin's confirming with Tyler Green, and he'll walk back to the dugout, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left the board, 1K for Mason Paleo. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. No score, you're listening to an on-the-road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights, pull up to the club just to get it in right.
We're back here in the bottom half of the first. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Lazaro Estrada is back on the hill for your Blue Jays tonight, making his 8th start and 27th overall appearance of the year. Estrada has been sensational since taking a starting role in the beginning of the month of July. Since then, 7 starts, and he hasn't an ERA above 3 in either of the calendar months. 2.57 and 1.72 in the month of August, now starting off this month of September on the hill. Now the righty kicks, fires first. Pitch fouled left side, up and out of play. 0-1 to start off the switch hitting shortstop Victor Acosta. Estrada missed his last start with an illness against St. Lucie at TD Ballpark. So after about 2 weeks since his last action, he's back on the bump tonight. Last time we saw him, 6 innings of work, 2 runs given up against Clearwater. He did get the loss with the offense not helping him out at all. That one up inside. Now 1-1 the count. But despite getting that loss and those 2 runs given up, that's the most he's ever given up, 2 earned runs in any start he's made this year. That one low and inside, taken for a ball. Now 2-1 the count to Acosta. He is someone that Blue Jays fans should really familiarize themselves with. Not on that top 30 prospect list, but he has been an absolute dog in the rotation since getting that promotion from the back end of the bullpen to the starting rotation. Estrada out of the windup. Righty kicks, fires. That one, line foul left side. Fastball 95 on the gun. 2-2 the count to Acosta. Mid-90s fastball, a wipeout slider, and a plus changeup as well. The changeup, which, in my opinion, is probably his worst pitch, is still better than most guys' best. 2 balls, 2 strikes, Acosta. Trying to lead off this inning. Getting a board for Daytona, and that one he just gets a piece of. High fastball at 94 to stay alive. Acosta, Miller, and O'Donnell, the top 3 in this Daytona order, all due up in this half inning. A switch hitter and 3 lefties to start off, so the first 4 will all face Estrada from that left-handed side. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals the 2-2 again. Cut and a miss. High fastball at 94. Blew it by him. One batter, one K. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield left to right. Roque Salinas, Braden Berry, and Jace Borfin. Along that infield, third to first, Nick Goodwin at third, Manuel Beltre at short, Bryce Arnold at second base, and Kendry Chirinos making his single-A debut at first with Edouard Duran behind the dish. One up, one down, Jackson Miller, the DH, stepping in for the first time tonight. Out of the windup, the righty. Kicks, deals, first pitch, that one's in there for a called strike, 0-1. Another fastball at 94. Miller, the second-round pick by the Cincinnati Reds back in 2020 out of Mitchell High School. If that name sounds familiar, that's because his little brother was taken in the first round this year by the Philadelphia Phillies, both out of Mitchell High School in Newport Richey, Florida. Newport Richey located about 30, 45 minutes, depending on the traffic, north of TD Ballpark. Out of the windup, the righty. The 1-1. That one a bit low. Evens things up, rather. Makes it a 2-1 count. Wind's blowing right to left, maybe a little bit out towards left as well. Right towards that foul pole. Seen a couple balls get out of here in the last two games. That one just below the zone. Really, really close. Now a 3-1 count. Tyler Green behind the plate in back-to-back games now. Oddity here in the Florida State League with the two-man umpiring crew. Usually switching sides. That one cut and missed at. Now 3-2. But with Isabella Robb not being able to go tonight, they have an emergency replacement, and they're more comfortable with Tyler Green sticking it out behind the plate here. Out of the windup now. The full count pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. Miller thought it was low, but Tyler Green rings him up. Back-to-back K's, one swinging, one looking, and that's out number two. That's going to bring up Ethan O'Donnell, tonight's center fielder for Daytona. O'Donnell playing in his 15th game for Daytona this year, 340 average, three doubles, a triple, five RBIs. That one in there for a called first strike. 0-1 to start it off. He played in both games last night of the doubleheader. Went 1-for-2 in game one, 2-for-3 in game two. Out of the windup, the righty. The 0-1. Caught and a miss. High heater again. No balls, two strikes. Estrada looking really, really good so far in this first inning. Oh, and to the count. Estrada, a strike away from striking out the side here in the first frame. Looking into Duran. Now starts that windup. The 0-2. Cut and a miss. Blew another fastball by him. All three Ks on the fastball, and that is out. That is out number three of the inning, and a 1-2-3 inning for Estrada. We'll head to the top half of the second here at the Jack. No score. You're listening to an on-the-road edition of the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in. It's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet, but I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. Give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave a college torture.
We're back here, top half of the second inning. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. 4-5-6 hitters due up. Roque Salinas, Nick Goodwin, and Manuel Beltre. Mason Paleo back out for a second inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty. First pitch of the inning, that one in there for a called first strike. 0-1 to start off Roque. 3-up, 3-down inning, 3 Ks for Lazaro Estrada. Great way to announce yourself to Daytona. Out of the windup, the righty, the 0-1, that one in there on the low outside corner, and the count's 0-2 to Roque. Roque on the year batting 260, a home run, 49 RBIs. That one chopped right side, that's a foul ball. And he stays alive, count stays 0-2. Played in both games of the doubleheader last night, 0-2. In game one, but 2-4 in game two. 2-6 on the entire night. That one he takes way up high. Fastball at 95, counts 1-2. 368 average here in this month of, rather in the last month of August. So now starting off a new calendar month here. The righty kicks, fires. In on the hands, fouled off left side. Roque stays alive again. 368 average, 409 OBP. Driving in 17 total runs in the month of August, the highest number he's had at all this year. That one on the ground, foul, left side. Bounces around towards the Daytona bullpen, and the count stays 1-2. Just 20 years old out of Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. Signed with the Blue Jays in January of last year. That one, a ground ball at the middle, bounces on the mound, and that's going to be picked up by Acosta. Throw to first, not in time. Salinas beats it out. It was a great effort and a solid play by Acosta anyway to keep that ball from getting into center field. Baroque just had enough speed, not able to get all of his power on. It was Acosta running towards the outfield. The Blue Jays have the game's first hit, an infield single by Roque. One on, nobody out for Nick Goodwin. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one's in there on the outside corner. 0-1 to start off Goodwin. Seventh round pick by the Blue Jays out of Kansas State. Hit his third homer of the year last night. That was in game one. Righty out of the stretch, kicks, deals. In the air, right side. That should get back and out of play. Making a bid for it was Connor Burns, but it does land on the roofing near the first base side of the stands, and the count's 0-2. Goodwin playing in his 24th professional game, a .238 average. Like I said, those three home runs, another couple doubles and triples, two each, 19 RBIs. Paleo comes set. The 0-2, that one off the plate outside. Tough take, but a good take there by Goodwin. Now the count moves to 1-2. Roque could be a threat to take off. Hasn't gone a ton this year. But 5-of-6 when he does make that bid. Caught and a miss out in front of the breaking ball. Really nice pitch there by Paleo. That's out number one, strikeout number two, and that'll bring up Manuel Beltre. Manuel Beltre stepping in for the first time tonight. Paleo comes set out of the stretch, the righty. Kicks, fires, first pitch, that one in there for a called strike. A lot of fastballs to start off these hitters, 0-1. 95, he's got a good fastball. His issue lately has been command, but if he can lock it down, he's going to be a tough task to overcome for Dunedin. That one in there for a strike as well. Fastball again, 0-2 the count to Beltre. One on, one away. Nothing ball game here, top two. Paleo takes a look at first. Now he comes set again. And the 0-2 pitch. That one tapped foul back into the left. Just getting the end of the bat to it. And Beltre stays alive. Earns the right to see another. Original start time of 6:35 here this evening. 45 minutes of potential weather delay. It never ended up raining here in Daytona. But out of an abundance of caution, not wanting to burn a starter, both teams agreeing to wait it out and just make sure as that one misses off the plate. Low and outside. Now a 1-2 count to Beltre. Paleo comes set again. The 1-2 pitch in the air right side, up and out of play, and Beltre stays alive again. Fouled one off at 0-2, fouls one off at 1-2. He's going to make Paleo earn it. Now the righty comes set again. The 1-2. In the air towards right center. Coming in a little bit is Almonte. He'll call it off in the gap. He makes the grab for out number two. Not hit overly hard. 96 looked like he was in on the hands. An easy routine fly out for Almonte. That's two gone, and that brings up Bryce Arnold. Bryce Arnold, the second baseman, non-drafted free agent out of Campbell University. Stepping in for the first time tonight. Another righty-righty matchup. Just two lefties in this lineup for Dunedin. A bit of an oddity so far, at least in recent time, for the Blue Jays. That one in there for a called strike, 0-1. With Tucker Thoman having the day off. You don't have that switch hitter in the lineup. And guys like Brandon Orff on the bench this evening. That one in the air. Looks like it's in the infield. Foul side. Connor Burns, the catcher, now being called off by Yasiel Pino, who makes the grab about 2 feet foul. And that will end the inning. No runs on one hit, one man left aboard. We'll head to the bottom half of the second. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. Wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. Oh, I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you. Told you that I never would. Told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma f*** it up. Ain't a way that I can leave you.
We're back here, bottom half of the second. Cam Collier's gonna lead things off. Lazaro Estrada back out for his second inning worth of work. Struck out the side in inning number one. Looking to do something similar here in the second. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Cam Collier. First pitch was off speed. That's the first time we've seen that by Lazaro here. Out of the windup, the righty kick steals the 0-1. That one in there. Now 0-2. The count went right back to it. No balls, two strikes to Collier. 18 years old, first round pick by the Reds last year. That one way up high. Fastball. That time it's just 92. One and two the count. Estrada taking his time. Now starts the windup. The righty kicks, deals. 1-2. Cut at and missed. Four straight Ks to start off Estrada's day. Four up, four down. That's going to bring up Alan Cerda, the minor league rehabber here for the Tortugas. Estrada dicing up this Daytona lineup so far tonight. Righty-righty matchup. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. First pitch, cut, and a miss. Blew a fastball right by him. 0-1 to start off Cerda. Hit a two-run shot in game two to tie it up 3-3. The eventual 6-4 win for the Blue Jays. He made it a little bit tighter. That one fouled back to the screen. Now down 0-2. Back-to-back fastballs. No balls, two strikes. Estrada staring in. The 0-2 pitch. That one up and out. Fastball back at 94. 1-2 now the count to Cerda. Spent most of his 2023 at Double-A Chattanooga before being injured and coming down here to Daytona. That one skips. Breaking ball that time by Estrada. The count evens up 2-2. Dominic Fitelli, second baseman waiting on deck. It's the first right-hander that Estrada's facing this evening. Another lefty will back him up. Two balls, two strikes. Estrada out of the windup. The pitch in the air, right side, up and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Cerda earns the right to see another. Cerda, 23 years old. Former non-drafted free agent out of the Bronx. Caught and a miss. Another fastball blew it right by him. Five straight Ks to start off the day for Lazaro Estrada. We've seen a lot of great outings by Estrada. Right now, this is the best I've seen from him. Just mowing down these Tortugas. Five straight strikeouts to start off this evening. Looks like that missed start against St. Lucie last week has really helped him rest up. That one low and inside for ball one. I believe that's the first 1-0 count that Estrada has had, to my recollection. Out of the windup now, the 1-0. That one upstairs, 2-0. Another righty-lefty matchup, Patelli. Pinch ran in game two in that eighth inning. Never came around to score. He was representing that tying run. Caught and a miss. Fastball by him. At 93, it's 2-1. That one, a line shot over to short. Caught by Beltre. The first batted ball is right to Manuel. And that's three up, three down for the second inning in a row. Five Ks through two for Lazaro. We'll head to the top of the third. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. We're back here, top half of the third. Paleo back out for his third inning worth of work. Edward Duran's going to lead things off. The 8-9 one-hitters do up. Duran, Chirinos, and back up to the top with Braden Berry. First pitch missing upstairs with the fastball. 1-0 to start off Duran. Righty-righty matchup. Duran came into the ballgame in the sixth inning of game two, taking over for minor league rehabber Stevie Berman, who went the first five. That one he fouls off right side. 1-1 the count. Blue Jays used all four catchers on the roster last night. Nick Deschamps got the start in game two of that game, of the doubleheader. That one fouled off again right side. 1-2 now the count. He got ejected after his first AB. That was in the second inning, so he only got to catch for an inning, and Jackson Hornung went the rest of the way. Talked with Nick about that ejection a little bit later on. That one cut out and missed, down swinging. Fastball blew it by him at 94. Third strikeout for Paleo, first out of the inning. That'll bring up Kendry Chirinos for his single A debut at the dish. Kendry Chirinos, just 18 years of age, out of Mene Grande, Venezuela. And his first start here at the single-A level. First pitch, that one in the air right side. In foul territory over towards the Blue Jays' dugout is Pino. And he's going to watch that go onto the roof on the right side of the stands. And it's 0-1 to start off Chirinos. Chirinos called up right before this series was supposed to start on Tuesday. So far this year at the Complex League, 37 games played, a 198 average, couple home runs, 16 RBIs. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals that one in there for a strike. Now 0-2. 96-mile-an-hour fastball clipping that inside corner. Chirinos tonight's first baseman. Paleo out of the windup. The 0-2. Caught and a miss. Down on three pitches goes Chirinos. Back-to-back Ks for Paleo. Now four on the night, and that'll bring up Braden Berry. Berry led off this ball game with a full count walk. Was the first out of that 5-4-3 double play off the bat of Stevie Berman. Up for the second time. Out of the windup, Paleo kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Fastball at 97 that time. A lot of velo between these two starters. Paleo now topping out at 97, the fastest pitch of the night. That one in there, upper outside corner. 0-2, quickly the count now to Berry. With that 45-minute weather delay, thinking it was going to be a late night, but at the moment, these two starters going back and forth. Quick innings each time through. Now the pitch, caught and a miss. Back-to-back three-pitch strikeouts. Just 10 pitches in the inning. One pitch away from an immaculate inning was Paleo strikes out the side. And we'll head to the top, rather bottom half of the third. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona.
Didn't go home. Down by the river on the
We're back here, bottom half of the third. Lazaro Estrada back out for his third inning worth of work. Back-to-back, three up, three down innings for him. 5 Ks so far. Now the bottom third of the order. Yasiel Pino, Ariel Almonte, and Connor Burns all due up. Righty-righty matchup to start off the inning. Estrada looking into Duran out of the windup. The righty kicks, fires first pitch. The fastball at 92 that time, taking a little bit off. It's fouled off to the screen, 0-1 to start off Pino. Pino, 2019 29th round pick by the Cincinnati Reds. The last time the draft has been more than 20 rounds. Cuts in, misses at that breaking ball. Now an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. That one in the air towards left. Going back is Roque, but at the track, he'll settle right in front, and he makes the grab for out number one. First ball, that's left the infield by the Daytona Tortugas. In fact, only the second one that has left the infield all night, the other one being the fly out to right by Manuel Beltre. Both starters looking fantastic throughout the first three almost innings of this game. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Almonte, cut at and missed. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 to start it off. Almonte playing in his 91st game of the year. That one in there, first strike right on the inside corner, 0-2 quickly. 205 average, 5 home runs, 31 RBIs. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. Caught and a miss. High fastball, got him swinging. 6th strikeout of the night for Estrada. That'll bring up the catcher, Connor Burns. Nine-hole hitter stepping in for the first time tonight. Another righty-righty matchup. One of just three true righties in this lineup for Daytona. The righty kicks, fires, cut, and a miss. 0-1 to start him off. Shakes out the first sign by Duran. Now, big breath. The windup, the pitch. Ground ball over to short. That'll be picked up by Beltre. Throw across in time for the out. 9 up, 9 down to start it off for Lazaro Estrada. We'll head to the top of the fourth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. No score. We'll be back for the fourth inning.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close, can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple, we gave it all we could, it's time I wave goodbye from the window, let's end this like we shouldn't say we're good.
We're back here in the top of the fourth. Stevie Berman's going to lead things off for Dunedin. Grounded into a double play his first time up, 5-4-3. Mason Paleo, who struck out the side his last time out, first pitch. That one in there, top of the zone, 95. 0-1 to start off Berman. Took him just 10 pitches to strike out the side. Apart from a first pitch ball to Edward Duran, the first batter of that inning. Immaculate the rest of the way through. That one lifted high towards left. Coming in now is Cerda. He'll settle up. Medium depth makes the grab, and that's one up, one down. Seven straight retired for Paleo. Nine straight retired to start off the game for Estrada. That'll bring up Jace Borofin. He struck out looking to end that first inning on a low inside fastball. Righty-lefty matchup. Out of the windup, Paleo kicks, fires, first pitch, cut and a miss. First pitch changeup. Borofin was dialed up, ready for the fast, and he got off speed. 0-1 to get him going. That one, he takes to the knees. Went right back with the changeup. Borofin takes it right at the bottom of the zone. The count's 0-2. Time called by Jace, and now he'll dig back in. Oh, 2 pitch, cut and a miss. 96, blew it by him. Down on 3 pitches goes Jace Borofin, 6th strikeout of the night for Mason Paleo. I'll tell you what, Paleo, who has been struggling over the last 2 months, back-to-back calendar months with ERAs over 6, a lot of that was due to his command, but how about 6 Ks to 1 walk to start off your day? Righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Roque Salinas, that one low and inside. 1-0 to start off Roque, the owner of the only hit of the night by either team, an infield single to short. Righty kicks, fires, caught and a miss, that tailing changeup. 1-1 the count. So far through first 3-plus innings, this has to be the best starter matchup that we've seen throughout the course of the ballgame. Chopper, second base, picked up over there by Patelli. Takes his time, flips it over to first, in time for the out, and that will end the inning. 9 straight retired for Mason Paleo, and we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. Still scoreless here in Daytona. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. Lazaro Estrada back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Just 37 pitches through the first three. Top of the order, 9 up, 9 down to start off his day for Lazaro. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch to Victor Acosta. Foul tipped back to the screen. 0-1 to start off the switch hitting shortstop. He struck out to begin the game for Lazaro. Part of that, 3 up, 3 down, strike him out. Strike out the side, inning worth of work for Estrada. The righty kicks, deals the 0-1. That one, a blooper left side. That's going to get up and out of play. Quickly down 0-2 is Acosta. Now digging right back in. Estrada on the rubber. Comes set. Big deep breath again. The 0-2 pitch. Foul tip. Just getting a piece of that 93-mile-an-hour fastball was Acosta, and he stays alive to see another. Acosta, Miller, and O'Donnell all due up in this half inning. The top third again. Now Estrada, the 0-2 pitch. That one up and out. One ball, two strikes. Not a lot of action so far in this game. The pitch again. That one just misses. Little off the plate. Evens up the count 2-2. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty. And the 2-2. That one just misses that outside corner again. Full count to begin this inning for Lazaro. Out of the windup. 3-2 pitch. That one upstairs. Ball four. So that ends the perfect streak for Estrada. First base runner he's allowed. Comes on a full count walk. Had him down 0-2. A foul ball, then four straight misses. That's going to bring up Jackson Miller. Miller struck out looking his first time, 0-1. Out of the stretch for the first time tonight. First pitch cut at and missed. High fastball, 0-1. Now Estrada's going to start taking his time. Takes a peek over his shoulder. Now he comes set. And now move over to first and back in time was Acosta. First disengagement for Lazaro. Acosta is a threat to take off. 11 of 13 on the year. See if the Tortugas try to be aggressive with neither team getting many base runners. That one foul tip stays in the mid of Duran. 0-2 now the count to Miller. Lazaro looks in. Now comes set another quick move over to first and back in time again is Acosta. Second disengagement. That might give Acosta another half step over there at first. Playing in just his fifth game of the year. The 0-2, that one upstairs. 1-2 now the count to Jackson Miller. He's missed a lot of time due to a shoulder injury. Playing in just his fifth single-A game. Just his 14th professional game since being drafted in 2020. Out of the stretch, Estrada kicks, fires. There goes Acosta. Throw down to second by Duran is high. And in there safely is Victor Acosta. Miller down on strikes on the swing and a miss, but now a runner in scoring position for Daytona. 12th stolen bag of the year. If Duran can get that a little bit lower, it's a really close play, but it caused Manuel to have to leap off the second base bag. Down the first runner in scoring position by either team. Estrada comes set, kicks, fires, looking to lay down a bunt, and it's foul left side. Ethan O'Donnell squared up for the bunt attempt. Couldn't keep it fair. 0-1 to start him off. He struck out swinging on three pitches to end that first inning. First RBI opportunity of the night. Righty kicks, deals. That one, low and inside. Actually, inside, got away from Duran. Hit the home plate umpire, Tyler Green. And that's going to allow Acosta to take third. We'll see how they rule that. Likely a wild pitch, but that's definitely one that Duran should get. Now a runner 90 feet away. Only one away. The infield comes in for Dunedin. The 1-1 pitch. That one inside. O'Donnell getting the arms out of the way. Actually, they do rule that as a passed ball on Duran. That pitch wasn't far in enough for it to be ruled a wild pitch. 2-1 the count to O'Donnell. Estrada kicks, fires, caught, and a miss. Changeup kept in front by Duran. Risky pitch there by Lazaro Estrada. Having faith in his catcher, despite that passed ball. Two and two, the count to O'Donnell. Acosta at third. Estrada comes set. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Two and two. Estrada looking right over at third base. Comes set. 2-2 again. Fouled straight down on the plate and over to the right side. Back-to-back foul balls by Ethan O'Donnell. Staying alive here. Infield still in. Ready to cut down the play at the plate if it happens. 2-2 again. Going around. Did he go around? They're going to ask Randy Olhausen, and they say no. Really, really close on that check swing. O'Donnell just able to hold up, said Randy Olhausen. Now it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Runner at third, one down. And the pitch. That one upstairs for ball four. Missing with the fastball now. Runners on the corners. Corners will stay in. Middle infield goes into double play depth. That's going to bring up Cam Collier, the third baseman. Second walk of the inning for Lazaro Estrada. Now in a bit of a jam. Lazaro comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one's in there. Tosses in a breaking ball. 0-1 to start it. With how good Paleo's been so far, this could be a very big moment of the ballgame. Now move over to first, and not in time. Just able to get back was Ethan O'Donnell. This Blue Jays staff is not afraid to try and pick guys off. They've been extremely successful on it this year. Just able to get back was O'Donnell. Out of the stretch for the 0-1. Fouled back to the screen, and now down 0-2. Estrada undoubtedly looking for the K. This year, Lazaro's got one pickoff, almost at his second. And the 0-2 pitch. Caught and a miss of that one in the dirt. Down, swinging goes Collier. Big strikeout there for Estrada. That's two gone. Runner still at the corners. Now for Alan Cerda. Seventh strikeout of the night for Lazaro. Serna now stepping in for the second time. He struck out swinging on a 2-2 count. He was the last of those five straight Ks to start off Estrada's day. Lazaro's already matched his season high for Ks in a game. Move over to first again, and they got him! Lazaro Estrada with his second pickoff of the year. Davis Feldman had one to end an inning last night. Estrada has one this night. And similar reactions by both. Big energy there by Estrada. And we're out of the jam. We'll head to the top of the fifth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Still scoreless.
Well, we grew up down by the railroad track, shooting BBs at old beer cans. Choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos. Singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Lowe. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler about a bad call, preacher breaking up the fight. Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends.
We're back here, top half of the fifth, scoreless through four. Nick Goodwin's going to lead things off against Mason Paleo, back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires first pitch, that one up and in. Brushes Goodwin back, he leans away from that high fastball. And the count's 1-0. Righty kicks, fires, that one fouled back. Just one hit between the two teams. The infield single by Roque in the top of the second. Estrada getting himself out of a first and third jam with only one away. Striking out Cam Collier and then picking off Ethan O'Donnell at first. Caught in a miss of that high fastball, rather high changeup. 1-2 the count. Now Paleo, out of the windup, the 1-2 pitch. That one inside, called strike three. That one was in there. Credit to Jeff, again, sharing my booth for this week. Jeff, the TrackMan operator here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It was in the zone. Down looking goes Nick Goodwin. Seventh strikeout of the night for Paleo. Now Manuel Beltre stepping in. First pitch, line shot over to short, caught by Victor Acosta. 103 off the bat, but right to a Tortuga. And that's two gone. Hardest hit ball by the Blue Jays this evening. And of course, in this game, right to a defender. That's going to bring up Bryce Arnold for the second time. He popped out into foul territory, his first and only time. First pitch, he fouls off the end of the bat. Back to the screen, 0-1 to start him. Paleo has looked borderline unhittable. The only knock he's given up was a soft chopper up the middle. That one a line shot, base hit. Just like that, the Blue Jays get their second hit. Bryce Arnold sends one right back where it came from. Now it's 1-2 away for Edward Duran. First pitch taken low and outside for a ball. 1-0 to start off Durant. He struck out swinging in that third inning. Part of Paleo's strikeout the side inning. Each pitcher with one this evening. Now the 1-0. That one in the air towards right. Going back a bit is Almonte, but he'll settle and make the grab for out number three. No runs, one hit. One man left aboard. We're halfway through this ball game here at the Jack. No score. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona. We're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. Halfway through this ballgame, Lazaro Estrada back out for his fifth inning worth of work. Righty getting out of a jam in the fourth. Runners on first and third and only one away. Struck out Cam Collier on three pitches and then got a pickoff of Ethan O'Donnell to end the inning. Now Alan Cerda back up for his second time tonight. 0-1 the count to start him. The righty kicks, fires out on a line. Shot left side, base hit. First hit of the night for the Tortugas. Fielded out there by Roque Salinas, bringing it back in. Leadoff knock for Alan Cerda. Replaces that zero in the hit category. Now both teams with at least a hit this evening. Well, four no-hit innings for Estrada to start off his day. No no-hitters here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark tonight. Leadoff base runner, and now a time violation called on, who is it? It's going to be an 0-1 count, so it's going to be on Dominic Vitale. Stride out of the stretch, first pitch to Vitale, that one cut at and missed, now 0-2. Vitale lined out to short. That was the first batted ball against Lazaro Estrada, his last time up. Now down 0-2. Estrada comes set. The 0-2 pitch, that one just missed. Really, really close. And according to TrackMan, that one just nicked that bottom part of the zone. It's a Friday night, so we would have a challenge system at any other stadium, and undoubtedly, Estrada would ask for one. That one just misses again. 2-2. That one a little bit farther away from the zone, but still really close. 2-2, the count to Vitale. One on, one away. The pitch lifted left side up and out of play. There is a righty warming up in the pen for Dunedin. believe it's Alex Amalfi. Haven't seen the number yet. Yeah, that's Alex Amalfi. 2-2 the count. Not sure if Estrada's got a limited pitch count here this evening with not being able to go last week. Right now, only at 65. Move over to first and back in time was Alan Cerda. First disengagement for Estrada. 2-2 the count still. We've seen Lazaro get into the upper 80s. I believe 87 the last time. That one in there. Called strike three. Backdoor slider got him looking. Strikeout number 8 on the night for Lazaro. That sets a new season high for him. That's going to bring up Yasiel Pino. First pitch fouled off the mask of Edward Duran. 0-1 to start off Pino. He flew out to left field his last time up. 0-1 on the day. This now matches a Blue Jays high for Lazaro Estrada. Last time he had 8 Ks in a game. He went 3 1/3 on September 10th of last year. The second to last day of the season, which ended up being the last game of the year. Move over to first again. Back in time is Alan Cerda now. 1-1 the count with a disengagement. That September 10th game was against the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Blue Jays, that game, the last game of the year, ended up getting canceled due to rain, clinching the second half crown for the Blue Jays, sending them to the postseason. That won't happen this year. We will end our season exactly a year to the day that Estrada set his Blue Jays career high. 1-2 the count now to Pino. Righty kicks, fires. That one skips in front of the plate, kept in front by Duran. Yanked the slider about 2 or 3 feet in front of the plate, and the count evens up 2-2. That one well off. 91 mile an hour fastball. Duran had to throw the glove. Just able to keep it in the mitt. Now full count to Pino. Estrada's pitch count keeps getting higher and higher. And Amalfi has to be very close to warm. 3-2, that one low. Ball 4. Taking a look at the Blue Jays dugout. And that's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout. So not the Blue Jays coach that I thought was going to exit. It is Corey Reardon. Runners on first and second, one away. Here in this bottom half of the fifth inning, Estrada trying to get through 5. Corey puts his arm around Estrada. The entire Blue Jays infield there. Discussing how now to face Ariel Amonte. Estrada was able to strike him out on just 3 pitches the only time they faced off. Now the lefty digging in. Leadoff base hit by Alan Cerda. Strikeout of Patelli and a full count walk to Yasiel Pino. All 3 walks have been with full counts. Righty-lefty matchup. Infield shader over to the right side to face his lefty. Lazaro kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start it off with the fastball. A Estrada working out of the stretch. He comes set. Looking over towards second turns. Kicks, deals. That one low and inside. And that one popped away from Duran. He lost it for a second. Now both runners advance. Went off that leg protector. And down the third base line in foul territory. Duran not being able to find it gave the base runners all the time they needed to advance that extra bag. Now two runners in scoring position. Back-to-back innings with a jam for Lazaro. Was able to get out of the first to keep it scoreless. Can he do it again? Righty kicks, deals the 1-1. In the air towards the back of the infield. Manuel Beltre going out there. And Arnold out there. And that one's going to drop. Neither of the two outfielders hustled. They both thought Beltre was going to get to it. And that one bloops in there for an RBI knock. First run of the game scored. And it's an RBI bloop single for Ariel Almonte. And that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. Granted, they did have to run a long way. But neither Beltre nor Arnold looked very comfortable on that. The wind took it farther towards left. Neither outfielder were there to make it easier on the infielder. So that's going to bring in the first run of the ball game. Daytona takes the game's first lead. Estrada goes 4 1/3. The first three were perfect. The second inning and a third, rather. The second half of that didn't go as great. So he exits with a 1-0 lead for Daytona. Alex Amalfi into this ballgame. We'll be back, and we'll talk about Amalfi when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth, a 1-0 ball game. Runners on the corners for Daytona, one away. Alex Amalfi enters the ball game for the 21st time this year. 4-4 record with a 3.74 ERA through 45 2/3. 16th relief appearance for him this season. First pitch, low and outside. Fastball at 92. Misses for a ball. 1-0 to start off the catcher, Connor Burns. A bloop single for Ariel Almonte. Just getting it over the infield and into shallow left center. That one in the air right side. Now 1-1 the count. Estrada exits this game after 4 1/3. Ties his career high with 8 Ks. But currently in line for the loss. 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 3 walks. That one inside. And actually, you know what? I missed a strikeout. This is a career high for Lazaro Estrada. Hand up, that's on me, guys. 9 Ks for Lazaro. Missed one in that fourth inning. 2-1 the count. Righty out of the stretch. Kicks deals. Foul tip back to the screen. 2-2. Alex Amalfi, 22 years old, out of Ashland, Massachusetts. D3 product, signed as a non-drafted free agent after the draft last year out of UMB, University of Massachusetts, Boston. The 2-2. That one, ground ball over towards Shore. That's going to get underneath the glove of Beltre into left center field. Wide turn, and now bailing all the way. The throw to third by Berry. If he throws to second, holds it for another split second, then they get Almonte easily. But instead, the throw went to third. So now a 2-0 lead for Daytona. Runners on first and second. Still only one away. That brings up Victor Acosta. 0-1 with a walk. Switch hitter batting from the left side again against the righty. Amalfi out of the stretch. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one misses off the plate for a ball. Lazaro's line still not complete. Both runs charged to him, both earned. He's still responsible for Almonte on second base. That one fouled back up and out of play. One and one now the count. Amalfi, who's had a really nice year for Dunedin, has been even better in the month of August as there's a cut and a miss, high fastball. One and two now the count to Acosta. In the month of August, 5 appearances all in relief, 10 to third innings of work, just 3 earned runs allowed for a 2.61 ERA, also a 2-0 record. That one in there, called strike 3 on the corner. Down looking goes Acosta. First strikeout for Amalfi, second strikeout of the night for Acosta. That'll bring up Jackson Miller. Amalfi trying to limit the damage here. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one low and inside. Curveball misses. 1-0 to start off Jackson Miller. Fastball, changeup, slider, and a curveball in the repertoire for Amalfi. To me, the difference in his season has been that curveball. That one fouled left side up and out of play. Debuted it back on May 27th. Since then, he's had one bad month. That was in June, where he had back-to-back outings against Clearwater and St. Lucie. Both were starts where he gave up a grand slam. So apart from those two starts, he's given up multiple earned runs just twice since debuting that curveball. Now 1-2 the count. Eduard Duran out on the mound to talk with Amalfi. Now Beltre is going to come in to help translate. One and two the count. Potentially switching signs here with that runner on second. Amalfi comes set. Pitch away from getting out of here. The 1-2. Ground ball, left side of the mound. That's going to be picked up by Beltre. He'll throw to first in time for the out, and that'll end the inning. But Daytona strikes first. They take a 2-0 lead. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays trailing by a couple.
Hide when I'm finally you let me go. Yeah, anytime I feel you get me, no. Anytime I see you let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, oh, baby. I'm begging. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me.
We're back here, bottom half of the, rather top half of the six. Kendrick Chirinos is going to lead things off for Dunedin. 9-1-2 due up, Chirinos, Barry, and Berman. Out of the wind at the right, he kicks, fires, first pitch in there for a called strike. Top of the zone, 0-1 to start off Chirinos. Paleo still out there, working into sixth inning. Out of the wind at the right, he kicks, deals. That one in the air towards right center. Over towards the gap goes O'Donnell, but he'll be able to settle. Makes the grab, and that's one up, one down. Seven Ks through five and now a third innings of work for Mason Paleo. Now facing the order for the third time. Barry stepping in, 0 for 1 with a K and a walk. Paleo out of the windup. The righty kicks, deals. Cut and a miss. First pitch off speed. Got him chasing after it, 0 and 1. With these teams playing in a doubleheader tomorrow, Daytona opting to keep their starter out. Talking with Brennan Mentz, typically they like to just keep their guys out for five if they're able to go that far, and then they turn it to the pen. But 14 innings of baseball tomorrow. That one a ground ball over towards short. Backhanded by Acosta. Throw across is in time, and it almost takes Pino off the bag. But he's able to keep that right foot on the corner. And then finally let his weight take him the other way after snagging the ball. Two up, two down here in the inning. Just two hits allowed by Mason Paleo. An infield single to Roque and a base hit up the middle by Bryce Arnold. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1. His issue over the last couple months has definitely been his command. 16 walks in July through 20 and two-thirds, and 13 walks in August through 16 and a third. So far through 5.2, he's only issued one walk. That was the leadoff man, Braden Berry. That one hit him. Clip that elbow guard. So that's essentially a walk. Second free pass issued, only the fourth base runner of the night for Dunedin. That's going to bring up Jace Borifin, who has enough power in his swing to make this a brand new ball game. Not the guy you want to put a runner on to face. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one's in there for a strike. Still that velo in the mid-90s, 96 that time. Paleo showing he's still got some gas left in the tank. The 0-1. That one, a soft fly ball towards shallow right. Coming in is Almonte. He's able to run it down. And that's out number three. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We're through five and a half here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona with a 2-0 lead. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here on the road.
Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold, it's dichotomy. Rock with me with some prodigies. Lottie, daddy, we party. They hear us down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be addy hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving on all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud that she ought to be out and drunk. Keep on calling me, but even if he didn't.
need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. Yeah, I be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you.
My looks could kill, they violent. Look at me, look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that shit down and ride it. Ride it.
Yeah, sun shining, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth. Alex Amalfi back out after getting the final two outs of that fifth inning. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires first pitch. That one misses down low. Taken for a ball by Ethan O'Donnell. 1-0 to start him. 3-4-5 hitters due up. O'Donnell, Collier, and Cerda. Estrada was able to hold the Tortugas hitless through the first four innings, but finally in that fifth. Leadoff single by Cerda, followed by a walk of Pino, and then a bloop single by Almonte. That was able to get Estrada knocked out of the game as that one misses upstairs. Amalfi gave up the third hit of the night to Daytona, which brought in their second run as that one's fouled off left side. Now the Blue Jays have some work to do. Three more chances at the plate. There is someone warming up in the pen, so it looks like that will do it for Mason Paleo. That could open up the door for the lineup. Foul tip stays in the mid of Duran. He's shaking off that hand. That definitely didn't feel great. But it's good enough for out number one. Second strikeout for Amalfi. And that's going to bring up Cam Collier. Another righty-lefty matchup. Amalfi starting out of the windup. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there, top of the zone. 0-1 to start off Collier. Amalfi was topped out his fastball at 95 or 96 this year. Right now sitting around 92, 93. This time of year, it's very atypical for the guys to have their top of their velo. And Amalfi's no different. That one upstairs now, 2-1 the count. But last year, Amalfi was topping out at about 91, 92. Fastball creeping its way to the mid-90s this year. That one off the plate outside. Misses a 3-1 count to Collier. He struck out both times he's been up. First time facing Amalfi out of the windup. The righty. 3-1 pitch. That one misses. Upstairs, ball four. First walk issued by Amalfi. Now he's looking over to his middle infield, making sure that everybody's where they need to be for a potential double play ball. Righty-righty matchup with Alan Cerda coming back up. Had that first hit of the game for Daytona. Came around and scored the first run. First pitch, that one just misses that inside corner. Slider started off at the elbow of Cerda. He turned away and it almost crept back into the zone. Now Amalfi steps off. Thought I heard someone from the Daytona dugout yell out that was a balk, and now he's asking for Duran to come out to the mound. Another mound visit here for the Blue Jays, third one of the night. Amalfi wanting to make sure he's on the same page with his catcher. Amalfi, Duran, and Beltre all out right on the rubber. Now Duran and Beltre head back to their position. That completes the mound visit. So now we're ready to go. 1-0 count to Alan Cerda. 1-for-2 on the day. Amalfi comes set. Kick steals, first pitch. That one misses, rather. That was the second pitch. Now 2-0. Now the righty kicks deals again. Fouled back to the screen. 2-1 the count to Cerda. Looking around the Florida State League here this evening. Busy day. 8 total games. Only one here. One in Tampa and one in Jupiter. That one's lifted high towards left. But Roque settling in front of the track. He'll make the grab now for out number 2. Staying at first base there is Collier. 1-on, 2 down now for Dominic Patelli. Got a gasp from the crowd here in Daytona, but it was too high for it to really threaten on getting out of here. Every team's in action right now. That one off the plate outside to start off Patelli 1-0. Fort Myers and Clearwater had a doubleheader. Fort Myers took game 1, 11-5. The skid continues for Clearwater. Then Palm Beach and Bradenton have a doubleheader. Game 1 went to Bradenton 2-1. That one upstairs. 2-0 now the count to Patelli. Apart from that, Tampa with a 5-3 lead over St. Lucie, top of the fifth at George Steinbrenner Field. Fort Myers leading Clearwater again 2-1. They're in the top of the sixth in that 7-inning contest. Bradenton's up 4-1 on Palm Beach in their 7-inning contest as that one's grounded over towards third base and it gets underneath the glove of Nick Goodwin. Goodwin, a half slide, half dive to his left, couldn't get that ball into the mitt. First game he's playing at third in this series. Ball comes at you a little bit quicker, and especially on this turf, takes a little bit to get adjusted. Goes down as the fourth hit of the night for the Tortugas, and now runners on first and second, 2 down. First pitch to Yasiel Pino. Misses off the plate outside, 1-0. And you know what? Lakeland and Jupiter just went final in their game. They were in the ninth inning. Lakeland again winning. 8-1 over Jupiter. That's going to trim their magic number down to 6. So if Bradenton can hold on to that victory against Palm Beach, they can keep that magic number at 6. That one's in there on the outside corner. 1-2 now the count to Pino. Lakeland in full control of their own destiny, and they're not letting up on the gas at all. Amalfi, the 1-2 pitch. That one up and inside, 2-2. That one in the air, back and to the right. Two balls, two strikes. Amalfi trying to get out of this jam. Keeping it a 2-0 ball game. The righty kicks deals, 2-2, that one a line shot to right field, base hit. That could get past Borfin. No, he's able to cut it off. One run comes in, they're going to stop the runner at third. Wide turn, now throw goes to the plate. An RBI double for Yasiel Pino, his first hit of the night. Makes it a 3-0 game. First run charge to Amalfi. A two-out double, back-to-back two-out hits for the Tortugas. Now it's going to be Ariel Almonte who brought in the first run. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one gets off the glove of Duran and over into the dugout. They're going to hold the runner at third no matter what. Either way, the run comes in to score. It's 4-0. That should go down as a passed ball. Duran likely with his second of the night. It was the breaking ball. Duran didn't get the glove out far enough. He thought it was going to break a little bit farther in. Coming in to score there was Patelli. Moving over to third is Yasiel Pino. Wait to see what the official ruling is on it. And it is, in fact, a pass ball. So that run will be unearned. At least for the moment, unless Almonte can get a base hit, which would then make it an earned run. That one fouled back to the screen. Now 1-1 the count. Runner on third, two down, a 4-0 ball game. Malfi kicks, deals. That one fouled off left side, now 1-2. Blue Jays, who came into this series on a 5-game winning streak, winning the last five at home against St. Lucie. They dropped game one of the doubleheader last night before taking game two. So winners of six of their last seven. That one hammered towards center, but Barry's going to be able to settle. In front of the warning track, he'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. Two runs come in to score for the second straight inning for Daytona, one earned, and we'll head to the seventh. Two-thirds away through this ballgame here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, Daytona with a 4-0 lead. We're back here, top of the seventh. New pitcher for the Tortugas is the left-hander, number 8, 22-year-old Bryce Hubbard. Former third-round pick last year by the Reds out of Florida State. On for the 15th time this year, is 8th in relief. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch to Roque Salinas. Misses inside, up and in for a ball, 1-0. That ends the day for Mason Paleo, who pitched extremely well. Six innings of work, two hits, no runs, one walk, seven Ks, hit a batter. That one inside. Never let a runner get past first base the entire night. 2-0 the count to start off, Roque. Lefty-lefty matchup. Nick Goodwin and Manuel Beltre, back-to-back righties, will be due up after Salinas. That one in there. 89 for a strike at the knees. 2-1 the count. Hubbard, 1-2 this season with a 4.69 ERA through 40 and a third. Lefty kicks deals. That one cut out and missed. Now 2-2. 90 miles an hour on the fastball that time. He has been iffy with his command, to say the least. 42 walks through 40 and a third, but 45 Ks, almost a 1-to-1 walk to strikeout ratio. That one low and inside. So Daytona started off the day with a guy with command issues. He cleaned it up and pitched extremely well. We'll see if the second guy, who's also had command issues, can do the same. Fouled back to the screen. 3-2. Roque stays alive. In the month of August, only 3 appearances for Hubbard. 4 1/3, 3 runs allowed for a 6.23 ERA. Lefty kicks, fires again. That one up and inside for ball 4. Well, Hubbard starts off his day the same way that Paleo did, walking the first batter he faces on a full count. Paleo was able to get him out on a ground ball double play. Now Goodwin stepping in. Blue Jays trailing by 4 with 3 innings to go. Lefty-righty matchup now. Hubbard kicks deals, first pitch. That one's in there. Low outside corner for a strike. 0-1 to start off Goodwin. 0-2, 2 Ks. One swing and one looking this evening. Hubbard out of the stretch. Kicks, fires. That one in there. Breaking ball. Finds the zone. Now 0-2 the count for Nick Goodwin. In the air, right side, fouled off. Goodwin able to stay alive and earn the right to see another. Leadoff man aboard, Roque Salinas. Again, could be a threat to take off 5 of 6. He doesn't go a ton, but against the lefty would make it a little bit tougher. The 0-2 again. Caught and a miss. Reached out for that breaking ball. Down swinging goes Goodwin. That's going to bring up Manuel Beltre. Lefty-righty matchup. Hubbard looking over towards first. First pitch. That one misses off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Beltre. Fly out to right and a line out to short. Owner of the hardest hit ball of the night for Dunedin. It was right to Victor Acosta. Lefty kicks, fires. That one fouled back into the screen. Hubbard comes set again. A ball and a strike. The count, the pitch. That one skips on the plate and gets caught up in the legs of Manuel Beltre. Not far enough for Roque to try and swipe second. Connor Burns actually had trouble finding it. 2-1 the count. Beltre tied for second on the team lead list of home runs. That one skied towards left. Out there is Cerda, but he's going to settle in front of the track, and he makes the grab. Bit off the end of the bat. Thought for a second, but quickly lost its mustard. Now, 1-2 away for Bryce Arnold. Bit of a oddity on the scoreboard, and there it's kind of fixed. Looks more normal than it did. It showed half of Manuel Beltre's face on a on Bryce Arnold's on the scoreboard. Now it's just a black bar. First page, that one misses for a ball, 1-0. Arnold 1-for-2, just one of two Blue Jays with a hit tonight, the other being Roque Salinas. He's over there at first after leading off the inning with a walk. That one missed up and outside. Now a 2-0 count to Arnold. Hubbard kicks, deals the 2-0. That one up and inside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Hubbard, the pitch. That one upstairs for ball four. Second walk of the inning. That's going to push Roque to second. First time the Blue Jays have had a runner in scoring position all night. Second walk of the inning. That's going to bring up Edward Duran, and that's going to get Willie Blair out of the dugout, the pitching coach for Daytona. Try and calm down Bryce Hubbard. Joining the two on the mound is the catcher, Connor Burns. Runners on first and second. Edward Duran stepping in. Now Tyler Green making his way out to the mound. Lefty-righty matchup. Duran on the year for the Blue Jays as he watches that one go by well off the plate, 1-0. 258 average coming into tonight, 0-for-2 on the night. Can a fly out. He's yet to get a hit against a left-handed hitter, or left-handed pitcher, rather. 0-for-5 so far this season. The 1-0. That one up above the zone. Now six straight balls for Bryce Hubbard. Losing his command here a little bit. That one low and inside. Now 3-0, seven straight misses. We'll see if Duran's got the green light. I highly doubt it. And now some movement going on in that Daytona pen. There is a righty warming up for Dunedin as well. I believe that's Aaron Munson. Lefty kicks, fires that one in there. Looked a little bit off, and it was. But Tyler Green gave it to him, 3-1. Three balls and a strike. The pitch fouled back, now 3-2. After a generous strike, now Hubbard a pitch away from getting out of this. Three balls, two strikes. Hubbard, the payoff. That one up and out. Ball four. Three walks in the inning has loaded the bases up against Bryce Hubbard. That brings the potential tying run to the plate, and it's Kendry Chirinos. Chirinos is 0-for-2 tonight, a strikeout and a flyout here in his single-A debut. Has a chance to do some damage and put the Blue Jays right back in it. First pitch, that one up and out. One and 0 to start off Chirinos. Bases full of birds, two down here in the seventh. That one misses again. 2-0. Roque on third. Arnold on second and Duran on first. Hubbard trying to not let the wheels come off. That one fouled back to the screen. Good swing on that one by Chirinos. Just couldn't connect 100% on it. 2-1. Lefty comes set. 2-1 pitch. That one called a strike. Top of the zone. Close one. It was a strike. Now 2-2 the count. Again, Hubbard a pitch away. And the 2-2. Checks his swing. He did not go around. And Randy Olhausen now. Bryce Arnold forgot the count. He's off the third base, off the second base bag, and he's picked off. What was that? Arnold thought it was a 3-1 count. He was over at third. And now he's caught in between second and third for out number three. The Blue Jays had a golden opportunity, and a base running mistake by Bryce Arnold ends the inning. So we'll head to the bottom of the seventh. It's stretch time here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The Blue Jays wasting that opportunity. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the bottom half of the seventh.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina.
We're back here in the bottom of the seventh. New pitch for the Blue Jays is Josh Malaris. Taking over for Alex Amalfi, who went an inning in two-thirds. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Connor Burns. Cut and a miss. 0-1 to start him off. The Blue Jays having a golden opportunity in that bottom of the top of the seventh, rather. Base is loaded. Bryce Arnold picked off thinking that it was ball four. He was making his way to third to advance. And then he looked up and he saw Roque Salinas right there. And he knew he made a mistake. 0-2 now the count. Amalfi, one run given up across the inning in two-thirds. Rather, two runs given up, one earned. That one fouled, staying alive. Glanced off the mask of Duran. He takes it off and takes a walk. Tyler Green's going to walk that ball up to Josh Malaris, and the count stays 0-2. So when we get back up for the eighth, it will be Kendry Chirinos again. He only had a 3-2 count when Arnold was tagged out. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Connor Burns. One up, one down, 1K for Malaris. 12th strikeout of the night for Blue Jays pitching. And that's going to bring up the top of the order, Victor Acosta. Josh Malaris, 23 years old, 10th round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of the University of Oregon. First pitch misses low and inside. 1-0 to start off Acosta. 0-2 with a walk and a stolen base so far tonight. 2 Ks, 1 swing and 1 looking. Malaris on for the 9th time this year. A 1-0 record with a 2.08 ERA through 8 2/3. 3 runs given up, 2 earned. 8 hits, 8 walks, 9 Ks. The 2-0, that one misses up and out. 3-0 the count to Acosta. There, so you got the K the first time around. Now a 3-0 count to Acosta. That one misses. A little bit low, maybe. And it's a 4-pitch walk after the K. Looking ahead towards the next inning, it's going to be the 9-1-2 hitters due up. Chirinos, Berry, and Berman. I'm interested to see if Berman comes back out for a fourth at bat. In all likelihood, he will. Righty kicks, fires, first pitch, cut and a miss. 0-1. And actually, it's not Jackson Miller. It is Donovan Antonia. And that one's a squibber right side. That's going to get through into shallow right field. Now over to third will go Acosta. Infield was shaded over to the left side against Antonia. And he dribbled one the other way out of the reach of Kendrick Chirinos and way too far away from Bryce Arnold. So moving over to third was Acosta. Runners on the corners, one away. First pitch, cut, and a foul tip. Stays in the middle of Duran. 0-1 to start off Ethan O'Donnell. There goes the runner. That one's skied foul left side. No balls, two strikes. Runners on the corners. Middle infield and double play depth. 0-2. The pitch. That one upstairs. Antonia took off on the last one. Stayed put that time. 1-2 the count. Righty-lefty matchup. There goes the runner again, and that one's fouled off again. Straight down to the plate. Hits the body of O'Donnell while he's still in the box. So Acosta will jog back to first for a second time. Rather, Antonia, not Acosta. Now Molares comes set. The 1-2 again, way upstairs. Duran leaping to keep that ball from the backstop. Saves the wild pitch by Molares, keeps another run off the board. Daytona scored two in the last two innings. Molares trying to keep it at least kind of close. That one way upstairs and no chance for a throw. Runner takes off on that one. Third time's the charm. Antonia into second with a stolen base, and that takes away the potential double play. So the infield will come in. Now Molares definitely needs the K. Now he steps off. That'll be a disengagement. Ground ball. That's inside the line. Base hit to right. Could be extra bases. Over to the corner. It will be extra bases. Two runs come in. Now over to third goes O'Donnell. He's in, standing up. A 2-RBI triple, back-to-back-to-back innings with two runs coming in for Daytona. Kind of feels like the kill shot with how little offense the Blue Jays have been able to produce. Just two hits on the night. O'Donnell brings in runs 5 and 6 for Daytona. Infield stays in. Runner on third. Only one away. First pitch upstairs for a ball. That one in there. Evens it up 1-1. Runner Righty kicks, deals 1-1 pitch, way upstairs now, 2-1. Nobody warming up in the pen for Dunedin, so they're going to let Mellaris ride it out. Mellaris, the 2-1. In the air, left side, foul territory. That's going to get up and out of play. Land on the roof and bounce towards the concourse where it might bounce into the Halifax River, but looks like someone's out there grabbing it. I did take some time earlier to walk around this very historic ballpark, the oldest active ballpark in all of minor league baseball. Walking around, you definitely see a line shot that went off the glove of Mellaris. He couldn't corral it in. It leaks over to second base. Arnold able to get the out at first, but another run comes in to score. 7-0 lead for Daytona. 1-4-3 on the putout. RBI ground out for Cam Collier. Now Alan Serta stepping in. As I was saying, definitely, I mean, this ballpark doesn't have all the, like, new features that a lot of minor league parks in our league have, but it's definitely a cool ballpark to just walk around and just see what everything's like. The only fixed seats that they have are the ones that surround home plate and a little bit down the first base line. Bleachers all on the left side. Caught and a miss now, 1-2 the count. It's really cool to see the tributes that they have to Jackie Robinson, obviously the namesake of this ballpark. It's the first stadium that he was allowed to play in back in 1947. Right after he signed a professional deal with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Played here in an exhibition game for the Montreal Royals, the minor league affiliate of the Dodgers back then. That one skips back to the backstop. Yanked the breaking ball, now 2-2. Some beautiful sight lines, obviously, right here on the beach, on the island here. On the Halifax, that one, ground ball over to short, picked up by Beltre, could end the inning, throw across, is scooped by Chirinos. And that will end the inning. But three more runs come in for Daytona, now a 7-0 advantage. We'll head to the eighth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays trailing by a lot.
In the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized. Oh, find the corner there, your hands in my hair. Finally, we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night. No, don't go yet.
We're back here in the top of the eighth. Kendry Chirinos is going to lead things off for Dunedin. A Lefty kicks, fires first pitch. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start it off. Trinos was out to play with a 3-2 count when Arnold was picked off at second base, thinking he drew a walk, so he's here to resume his at-bat. That one he chops over towards third, picked up on the hop by Collier, throw to first in time. Nice play there by the Tortugas third baseman. Really nice play on the short hop. Had to charge in, off-balance throw across the diamond. One up, one down. That brings up Braden Berry. Now Berry stepping in for the fourth time. 0-2 with a walk. Blue Jays still only two hits on the night. Lefty kicks, fires. First pitch way upstairs. 1-0 to start it off. Bryce Hubbard, who walked the bases loaded in the last half inning, rather, last inning, top of the seventh. Able to get out of the jam, in part due to the Blue Jays' base running error. That one lifted towards the left, coming in a bit, is Cerda. He'll settle, makes the grab, and that's two gone. Two quick outs on four pitches for Hubbard. That's going to bring up Stevie Berman now for the fourth time. 0-2, he was hit by a pitch in his last time up. Lefty-righty matchup. Out of the windup, Hubbard kicks, deals, first pitch. That one breaks in there. Curveball at 72. 0-1 to start off Berman. Now the lefty kicks, deals. That one upstairs. Looking around the farm real quick, I'm sure we won't get to it by the end of this inning. The lefty kick steals the 1-1 as that one's tapped foul right side, now 1-2. Two games around the organization have gone final. New Hampshire with a 7-1 victory over, I believe that's Reading, the Fighting Phils. Yeah, that's Reading. That one in the dirt. Now 2-2. Winning pitcher there, Chad Dallas, a guy that Blue Jays fans are very familiar with. Then in Vancouver at Rogers Field at Nat Bailey Stadium, the Hillsboro Hops taking down the Vancouver Canadiens 4-3 as that one's chopped foul again. Some notable performances by, former Dunedin Blue Jay Glenn Santiago got his first high A homer in that game. That one lined foul right side. Up and out of play. Count stays 2-2. Went 1-for-3 in that game. Scored two runs. Drew a walk. Two RBIs. That homer for Glenn. Coming in the seventh inning. Good for him. Always love to see the newly promoted guys up in Vancouver that come from here, perform, and just a long list. And speaking of guys who got promoted from here, Abiezel Ramirez got promoted to AA New Hampshire earlier this week, and it was announced that Jeff Whaler, Dunedin Blue Jays legend and fan favorite, as that one misses off the plate, now a full count to Stevie. He got promoted to AA New Hampshire as well. Fast track for Whaler. He's done nothing but perform since being signed out of Indy Ball. 24-year-old out of St. Mary's, PA. Making his way up the ladder. That one in there called strike three. Berman goes down looking. 71-mile-an-hour curveball froze him. Three up, three down go the Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Blue Jays trailing by 7.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet.
We're back here in the bottom half of the eighth. Kalenis Sauer, the new pitcher for your Blue Jays, taking over the pitching duties from Josh Malaris. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires. First pitch to Dominic Patelli. He's fouled back up and over. Out of play, left side. 0-1 to start him off. Sauer, the 20-year-old, 15th-round pick by the Blue Jays this year out of San Diego State by way of Mililani, Hawaii. That one a chopper up the middle. That's going to be picked up by Beltre. Throw across is in time for out number one. One up, one down to start off the eighth. That's going to bring up Yasiel Pino. Blue Jays need 7 runs in the next inning or else we're going home with our hats in our hand. And Daytona will take a 2-1 series advantage. Out of the windup, Sauer kicks, fires. First pitch, that one off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Pino. 1-for-2 on the day with a walk, an RBI, a double, a run scored. Sauer out of the windup with that sub-three-quarter arm slot. Makes it really tough for right-handed hitters. That one in there for a called strike. Now 1-1. Making his 9th appearance on the year. 2-1 win-loss record, 3-0-0 ERA through 9 total innings of work. That one a ground ball towards short. Picked up by Beltre again. Throw across in time again. Another 6-3 put out. 2-2 gone now for Ariel Almonte. Almonte 1-for-3. An RBI single back in the 5th. That bloop shot to left center. Scored the game's first run. Lefty-righty matchup. Sauer out of the windup. First pitch. Foul tip. Popped out of the mid of Duran. And the count's 0-1 to start him. Elsewhere around the organization, the Buffalo Bisons currently with an 8-5 lead over the Indianapolis Indians. AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. That one chopped foul. And now it's an 0-2 count. See if any former Dunedin Blue Jays are making an impact there. And we were talking about call-ups. Damiano Palmigiani has been called up to AAA. That was announced today as well. That one flown towards left, towards the line. Out there's Roque in the corner. It's going to be over his head. One hops the wall. Extra bases for Almonte. He'll stop at second with a two-out double. In that Buffalo game, being held at Salem Field, former Dunedin Blue Jay, Aurelvis Martinez, 3-for-4 with a couple runs, 3 RBIs, hitting his 7th homer of the year, a 3-run shot, also getting a triple. So right now it looks like he's just a double away from the cycle, which out of the extra base hits is the easiest one to get. Owen won the count to Connor Burns. Caught in a miss of that one. Now 0-2. Daytona looking for their 8th run of the night. Pitching in that game, making his return to AAA, Zach Thompson, who spent the last couple weeks with us. That one off the plate outside. 1-2 now the count. As well as former Dunedin Blue Jays Jimmy Burnett and Connor Cook. Sauer comes set, looking over towards second, turns, kicks, fires the 1-2. Cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Burns. No runs on one hit. One man left the board. 1K in the inning for Sauer. So we'll head on to the 9th. The Blue Jays need 7 to keep it going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Daytona.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late.
We're back here in the top half of the ninth. Jace Borfin's going to lead things off. 3-4-5 hitters, Borfin, Salinas, and Goodwin all due up to face the lefty Bryce Hubbard, who's back out for his third inning worth of work. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch off the plate outside, 0-1 to start off Borfin. So far for Hubbard, two innings of work, no runs, no hits, three walks, two Ks. 1-2-3 inning his last time up. Lefty kicks, fires. That one hammered, but well foul. 1-1 now the count to Borfin. Blue Jays need 7, so a miracle inning is what it would take to send us to the bottom half of this inning, let alone extras. Lefty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Curveball well ahead of it was Borfin. The count's 1-2. Borfin 0 for 3, 2 Ks. A flat out to right his last time up. Caught and a miss. Half-hearted swingy. Tried to hold it up, but was plenty around. Down swinging on that high inside fastball. Third strikeout of the night for Borfin. Third strikeout for Hubbard. And that's going to bring up Roque Salinas. One up, one down here in the ninth. Chopper, right side. It's a foul ball. Just took into the right of that first base bag. 0-1 to start off Salinas. Roque 1-for-2 on the day with a walk. It's one of just two Blue Jays to reach twice this evening. Caught in a miss. 0-2. Roque's going to use his timeout. No balls, two strikes, bases empty, one away. The 0-2, that one lifted towards left center. That could be trouble. Out there's the center fielder, and that's going to be one hop in the wall. Extra bases for Roque, his second hit of the night. A stand-up double. It was just out of the reach of Ethan O'Donnell. Had that tail with the lefty hit and the wind taken in that direction anyway. A one-out double for Roque. Just the third hit of the night for Dunedin. Puts a runner in scoring position, but the Blue Jays are going to need a lot more of that. Now Nick Goodwin stepping in. Lefty-righty matchup. That's the first hit that Hubbard's allowed. That one lined right side. That's going to fall for a base hit. Roque's going to come around. The throw from Almonte to the plate. And that is going to keep Roque at third. A late stop sign by George Carroll. The throw goes all the way to the plate. And Goodwin takes second base. Back-to-back hits for the Blue Jays. Now runners on second and third for Manuel Beltre. So Hubbard's got some work to do to try and keep the shutout intact. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch, misses for a ball. 1-0 to start off Beltre. Beltre 0-for-3, flyouts to right and left, sandwiching a line out to short. The 1-0 in the air, right side, foul territory. It might stay in play. Out there is Pino, and it will, and he makes the grab. That's two gone. Now Daytona and out away, and Bryce Arnold, who's the only other guy apart from Roque Salinas to reach twice tonight. A walk and a single, 1-for-2 on the day. Righty-lefty matchup. Daytona, an out away from shutting out the Blue Jays here. Hubbard steps off in the direction of second base, makes a fake throw. That'll be disengagement number one. Lefty comes set. Kicks, fires, first pitch to Arnold, taken inside for a ball. He would earn the save if he finishes off this inning. With the three-inning rule, despite coming in with a four-run lead. That one cut at and missed, and it's 1-1. Hubbard is 2-for-2 on save opportunities. The 1-1, caught and a miss. Now the Blue Jays down to their final strike. One and two the count. Hubbard taking his time. He comes set. And the 1-2. That one in the dirt, kept in front by Burns. So we'll try it again. Now a 2-2 count to Arnold. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. That one low, 3-2, a full count now. Three balls, two strikes, two gone. Hubbard comes set, and the payoff pitch. That one inside for ball four. So just like Roque, Arnold reaches for the third time. Another walk he's drawn. The bases are loaded for Edouard Duran. Blue Jays trying not to get shut out for the first time since June 22nd at home against Clearwater. A 1-0 loss. First pitch to Duran. That one misses upstairs 1-0. Righty-lefty matchup. The 1-0, that one misses upstairs as well. Little inside. 2-0, and that's going to draw Connor Burns out from behind the plate, as well as Willie Blair, the pitching coach, back out. We have been shut out exactly three times this year. Two of them were in the first month of the season. 5-0 loss on April 22nd at Palm Beach. And a 7-0 loss at TD Ballpark against the Bradenton Marauders. That came on April the 28th, just 6 days later. Despite the offensive struggles the Blue Jays have had, and they've had plenty this year, they've been able to at least put runs on the board and keep themselves from getting shut out too much. Trying not for the fourth time this year. bases loaded. The 2-0 misses upstairs, 3-0. Now lefty warming up in the pen. The tying run is still three batters away. The 3-0 misses, and the shutout is gone. A double, a single, and back-to-back walks have the Blue Jays' first run here in the ninth inning. Edouard Duran draws the four-pitch walk, second walk he's drawn tonight. He gets an RBI for his troubles. Roque comes in to score. Goodwin goes to third, and Arnold goes to second. First pitch to Kendry Chirinos misses down 1-0. Lefty kicks deals again, fouled off. That's the first strike he's thrown since one against Bryce Arnold. That one bounced off the light pole and came back onto the field. Don't know what the odds of that happening are, but they've got to be pretty low. Took a perfect ricochet off the pole and back over to Yasiel Pino at first base. Lefty kicks, fires 1-1, misses upstairs, now 2-1. Not sure who it is warming up in that pen for Daytona. Hubbard kicks, fires that one in the dirt in front of the plate. Now 3-1 the count to Chirinos. Tying run isn't on deck. It's in the hole. Still a couple more base runners that the Blue Jays would need to really threaten. Check swing. Did he go around? He did. Would have been ball four. Now 3-2. And again, Hubbard a pitch away from getting out of here. Now time called to the plate. Bases loaded. Two gone. A full count. The runners will have a head start. Be another payoff pitch. Hubbard comes set. Payoff pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swing goes Chirinos, and that'll end it. High fastball at just 87. Chirinos took a hack at. Couldn't come up with anything, and he goes down swinging for Hubbard's fourth K. So he does end up getting the save. Going three innings of work, allowing the one earned run. And that does it for us here in Daytona. The final lines are as follows. Your Blue Jays scored one run on four hits. They committed zero errors. And the Tortugas scored seven runs on eight hits. They also committed zero errors. The win goes to Mason Paleo. The loss goes to Lazaro Estrada. And the save, getting the final nine outs, goes to Bryce Hubbard. We are back for a doubleheader tomorrow. The second doubleheader of this series. First pitch for Game 1 is scheduled for 4 p.m. Coverage will begin right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network at about 3:45. We appreciate you tuning in tonight, and as always, thank you for sticking with us through that 45-minute delay to start off the game. Today's game went about 2.5 hours, just over. And we're back here for two games tomorrow. On behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight. And as always, throughout this series, throughout this season, can't wait to have you back for two tomorrow. Tortugas win 7-1. They take a 2-1 advantage in this series. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. Touchdown through.